Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Dr. Bob Thiel from the Continuing Church of God on the New From Medical Report. Dr. Bill Deagle will join us shortly, I think. Dr. Bill wanted me to come on now, me or somebody else from Continuing Church of God on Thursdays at this time. And what he likes or he wants to do is to basically go over, hi, Dr. Bill is here, and I'll tell you what Dr. Bill wanted
to do. I want you to continue, please. Just continue what you're doing. Yeah. Because this is your hour every week, by the way, or your colleagues over at the CCOG,
right. Well, anyway,
Continuing Church of God.
So anyway, one of the things that Dr. Bill likes to do when I'm on is to talk about what's going on in the world and see if it ties to the Bible, biblical prophecies or doctrine and that kind of thing.
Right.
And one of the things he asked about a week or so ago, and I delayed it. I said I wanted to wait, and he asked me off the air about what was going on with Saudi Arabia.
Right.
And that's in the news again today.
Right.
So, if you'd like, I'll read a couple of things from the news about what's been going on and try this into some biblical prophecies that perhaps your listeners haven't...
Yeah, please do that, because Saudi Arabia is very important, isn't it?
Yes, Saudi Arabia is a powerful and wealthy country in the Middle East. Arabia is mentioned in the Bible, as well as the fact that many of the nations.
Yep, oops. Oh, we got our last signal lost for a second, so we'll get Dr. Bob back. So, yeah, so Saudi Arabia, by the way, the evidence that I see so far, I don't have all the answers yet, but the questions tell me that this prince is very unlikely to be the cause of the death of Mr. Khashoggi. He was in Wahhabism, which, by the way, was started in the 1920s in London and was exported to Saudi Arabia, and was ramped up in the 70s to have Wahhabist schools funded by Saudis all over the world. Saudi Arabia, by the way, if you actually listen to the shows with Jonathan Gray from BeforeUs.com, is an ancient archaeologist who traveled the world for many years, and as many other ancient archaeologists have shown very clearly, that the mountain that received the commandments that Moses received was in Saudi Arabia, not the Sinai Peninsula. Yeah, so we got Dr. Bob back. Please continue.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm not sure about where that particular mountain was located, but what I am certain of is that if you look through the Bible and you find out who begot who, that a lot of the people in the Middle East are Arabic, including, of course, those in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Now, as far as Saudi Arabia, it's been in the news for a while. Basically, it's been in the news because a journalist, actually, he went to the Saudi embassy in Turkey.
Right.
Get some kind of paperwork so he could get married. Now, he wasn't a young man. I mean, what I mean is he was like 20, 25 or something like that. He was an older man in that respect, although he probably is younger than me, so I guess I better be careful about saying an older man. Anyway, his name was Jamil Khashoggi. And he went in, and he didn't come out. And there was some filming of somebody who came out wearing his clothes, but they looked close, and it wasn't him.
Right.
And there were all kinds of denials and whatever about this individual. But as many of you probably know, they said he was dead. Now, actually, we haven't seen the body. And according to news reports in the last couple of days, they think perhaps acid was used to dissolve him to make sure no one would ever know he existed or they could find him.
Well, yeah, I heard he was cut up by somebody that was an expert on removing bodies, and he was cut with a saw even before he was fully dead. In other words, before he was actually dead, they actually started dismembering him beforehand. Now,
right. That's what I heard. I heard that as well.
Let me insert something I want you to consider in your discussion. We've been tracking, and because I had above top secret clearance, I know about different agencies conflicting other agencies inside the government. And there's a 17th agency called the SAD, a Special Activities Division of the CIA. It's not actually CIA, it's a separate agency, not under the control. And there's really good evidence that the assassination of JFK and many other things, including 9/11, occurred under the SAD. There's very good evidence last November that the torture of a number of Saudi princes, including a Lebanese politician, and one of the guys they tortured died from it. For example, including Prince Alawid bin Talal, who actually then shut down Facebook and Twitter with Alex Jones, was done by the SAD, not by the prince. And there's really good evidence that there's powers that be that don't want Donald Trump to have a deal between Israel and Saudi Arabia and some kind of peace in the Middle East. They want to have conflict. And the prince has already promised that you won't recognize Saudi Arabia in 5 years, which means they want to get rid of Wahhabism, they want women to be able to drive, they want to modernize their country so they have a tech center rather than just oil, because they're running out of oil. They had 800 billion barrels of oil. Venezuela has 7 trillion barrels of oil. So we have to understand what's going on here. They need to modernize, even though they've got quadrillions of money in the bank. They don't have a large middle. They don't have any middle class, really. They don't have a tech center. And this Prince Alawid was trying to do it. Now, when I insert that, what I'm saying is that Saudi Arabia is an extremist empire, but it's a monarchy. I think 17, 18 years ago was changed to its own constitutional monarchy. They've been actually a number of the agents in Saudi Arabia, their intel agency, actually dual agency with agents in Israel. So in other words, there's Israeli Mossad agents that actually have special certification to work with the Saudi government. I've known this because I have intel contacts inside Israel. So what's going on in Saudi Arabia right now, remember, God has not forgotten the descendant of Abraham who became the one of the leader of all of the Islamic and Arab republics. They're not Israel, but they're still his people. And he's going to do something to give them a door to allow them to be saved, not only away from the apostasy of their current apostate religion of Islam, but also all the other things that are going on there. Because what's happening inside Saudi Arabia, there's so much, for example, consanguineous sex. They have 6 times as many genetic disorders as any other population on Earth. So if you're a geneticist, it's the ideal place to go. You want us to just study genetic anomalies to go to a hospital in Riyadh. So God has some purposes to do something. And it's interesting, a lot of the biblical places of the Bible are in Saudi Arabia, aren't they?
There are several places that are there. But anyway, getting back to what was going on, at first the Saudis acted like they didn't know what happened, and they made up different stories. And actually, U.S. President Donald Trump made a declaration, it's the worst cover-up he'd ever heard of. And the concern right now is whether or not the crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman al-Saud, if he ordered the particular killing, because it was done in the embassy. I mean, I haven't been to too many embassies, but, you know, that's usually you've got some security going inside of one, and there's security inside of one. So... you know, it's usually not some rogue person would be doing something in embassy. Again, I wasn't there, obviously. But it was, so there's a lot of questions about this. So there's a concern. And it's interesting about this because there's 2 or 3 different versions of this. And the first one is that everything is fine. I read this morning. This is from Arab News. It says, based on its confidence in the wise leadership of Saudi Arabia, the International Sikh Academy expressed solidarity with the kingdom in all its efforts to achieve justice in the case of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. And says, the history of Saudi Arabia serves as a witness of the credibility of actions taken by the kingdom in order to achieve justice. And sowing its reputation is a red line for Muslims. So on one hand, you've got some group in Saudi Arabia saying, everything's fine, it's all under control, you can expect perfect justice or proper justice from the Saudis, and there's no issues. On the other hand, when you look through it, the world view of what's been going on in Saudi Arabia is pretty negative. The Europeans are trying to figure out what to do, the Americans are trying to figure out what to do. A lot of people are concerned about it. But something you alluded to before, now, I do not know Jared Kushner. He and I were in the same city a couple of weeks ago because I was in D.C. and actually I was actually in the White House when Kushner was there, but I wasn't in his part of the White House. I didn't get to see Kushner. Anyway, supposedly, according to the press, Kushner has dealt that this new crown prince of Saudi Arabia was what you just said. He's there to try to modernize, try to fix things, et cetera, et cetera. And right now his credibility is questioned.
Yeah, and that's, by the way, on purpose. And what I have from my sources, Jared Kushner's gut feeling is what my gut feeling says. This prince did not do it. Either inside Saudi Arabia, most likely it's the SAD, because the torturing of these princes in Saudi Arabia was by the Special Activities Division of the CIA, believe it or not.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We're back with Dr. Bob. So we're going to get into the biblical stuff of the King of the Souls and some of these players, because it's actually lining up in the Bible. And we're not decades away from conflict or disaster or things working out like the Bible says. We're months and years away, aren't we?
We're certainly getting a lot closer. And as far as the Bible goes, the Bible talks about a leader called the King of the South. You can read about this particular leader in Daniel 11, different parts. But look at some of the territory that he's got in verses 40 to 43. It also seems to line up with the same individual in Ezekiel chapter 30, verses 2 through 8. And I'll get to that in a moment. But before I do, I want to talk a little bit about what's more that's been going on with the assassination, or you know, I'm going to call it an assassination. It was a planned killing, but political killing of Khashoggi over there. Well, anyway, one of the reports is that this is from the Washington Post today, and they may be wrong. Okay, they say that the kingdom acknowledged the killing of Khashoggi, and that the crown prince wants Kushner and John Bolton to preserve the U.S.-Saudi alliance.
Right.
And that supposedly, and this is, again, this is from the Washington Post, so we'll see, supposedly the crown prince said that Khashoggi was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, the reason that's interesting and important is that Hillary Clinton's main assistant had ties with the Muslim Brotherhood, even though Hillary didn't want to acknowledge that. But furthermore, the Muslim Brotherhood, for people who are not familiar with it, it was founded officially in Egypt in the late 1920s, I think it was. And the objective is to have an Islamic caliphate, basically a confederation of all Islamic countries. And they wanted to go from Spain to Morocco all the way over to Indonesia.
Right.
Now, I don't believe they'll get Spain, but they certainly may get Morocco, and certainly all the way over to the Saudi Peninsula. And that's actually consistent with some biblical prophecies about the territory of the King of the South. Now, I should mention...
And by the way, Libyan was trying to do that. Muammar Gaddafi was... Please continue.
Nasser wanted to do it, too, in Egypt.
Right. So he's not the only leader to try to do this, isn't that?
Right.
Abdel Nasser.
Erdogan and Turkey wants to do it. Okay.
In fact, he thinks he's actually one that's going to accomplish it. So he's built the largest palace in human history in Turkey for that purpose, by the way, to celebrate.
Yeah, and then you also got the Islamic State. That guy thinks he's ahead of the caliphate, but he lost most of his territory. So that him, I've always said he wasn't going to be the guy. So he's not the guy. Well, anyway, getting back to this deal with Khashoggi, his family says he's not a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, so maybe he was, maybe he was not. But this whole Muslim Brotherhood thing is interesting because, again, their objective is to get a caliphate. And for people who are not familiar with it, a caliphate is essentially a confederation of Islamic states. As a matter of fact, their website says they want ideally a reestablished caliphate stretching from Spain across the Middle East and Central Asia to Indonesia and governed according to Islamic Sharia law. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people...
It would be like a United Europe with nations that have some autonomy, but mostly be super state control over many of the aspects of religion and any other things in those nations, wouldn't it?
That's right. And that's actually what the Muslim Brotherhood wants.
Including their financial system. They want to have a banking system, an exchange system, a transportation system. Everything would be like a super state, almost like a united Islamic super states, which I think altogether is over 20 nations. I think like 22 nations that are Islamic.
Yeah, so there is. I think it's actually more, there are more than that. But you're
it was a lot. It's a lot. It would accumulate almost one third of the population of Earth.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I think it's
a lot. Like,
yeah, but anyway,
altogether over like 2.5 billion people or something.
I think it's more like a billion and a half, but I could be wrong on that.
But it's a lot. It's in the billions. It's a lot.
They definitely want to get together. And historically, they have. See, one of the things in the West that we're not taught very well in school is they don't teach history very well anyway. But in the West, if you do get history, you hear about the Roman Empire. And people, Roman Empire, and then it fell and whatever. But what they forget to tell, what they rarely tell you, is that when Rome fell, the Eastern Empire didn't fall. The Eastern Empire, which was based out of Constantinople, that lasted another 1,000 years.
It was Muslim, too. It also, by the way...
It was not Muslim at first. There were some Muslims there.
Not at first. You're right.
Right. Then the Turks moved in, and the Turks took over. And until World War One, much of that territory was dominated by Turkey. As a matter of fact, the first time my wife and I were in Turkey, a Turkish guide claimed that the point of World War One was to push Turkey out of the way so the West could get to oil the Arabs. Okay, and he's telling me this in the, let me think, it was probably the late 20th century. Okay.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Yeah, so that was his view of it. But anyway, Americans usually don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
Right.
They don't realize that people like the Muslim Brotherhood, they want this to rise up again. They want an Islamic caliphate. You know, the goal of Islam is Islamic domination of the world. And so this is something they want to work on. Well, anyway, if the Crown Prince actually did claim that the murdered journalist Khashoggi was part of the Muslim Brotherhood, and to use that as justification for him getting killed. Hey, first of all, that's not justification. You got an appointment in somebody's office. That's not justified.
You don't kill him and then cut him up, right? And then take him over to resolve his bones.
If he actually did something deserving of death, he should have had a trial or whatever. But I don't think did anything deserving of death. But anyway, if he actually claimed that was the reason this guy was killed, well, certainly that's going to upset the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood, by the way, still exists. They outlawed it in Egypt, but it's still there. It exists in Jordan. It exists in Turkey. It exists in most of the Muslim countries. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, a couple elections ago, the Tunisians actually put in a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood in charge. As a matter of fact, Egypt did. They overthrew the guy.
Right.
But he was actually part of the Muslim Brotherhood. As a matter of fact, when I read you the quote about what the Muslim Brotherhood wanted to do, at the time, the president of Egypt, he was the webmaster. He's a webmaster of this. And then he became president, and then he was ousted I'm going to call it a U.S.-supported coup. Obama decided to want him out, I guess.
Right.
But anyway, the Muslim Brotherhood is still there. And what a lot of people don't realize is that in a lot of the Arab nations, for the poor Arabs,
the people who are definitely in poverty need support. They get financial support. They were getting significant financial support from the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the ones who were building schools, hospitals, and providing food. So a lot of the common people still like them. And so this deal with Khashoggi getting killed may upset more of the Muslim Brotherhood. So at some point in time, I believe that Saudi Arabia is going to have a change in governance. Either one of the kings will be deposed.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that's in the news, too. There's a headline today that a coup in Saudi Arabia is imminent. One of the princes up there, somebody's uncle is there right now, supposedly trying to see if he can do this.
Wouldn't surprise me that our agencies are with that. Was that attempted coup? It wouldn't surprise me.
Something is going on over there, and ultimately what's going to happen is they're going to reorganize the way they haven't planned on it. But since I hear your bumper music, I'll wait.
Yeah, let's do that when we come back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Let's get into some scriptures about the King of the South. Obviously, it's a Muslim caliphate of some 20-some nations, and it's like up to 1.5 billion or more people. It's a lot of people, and it's literally predicted in the Bible to rise at the time of the end. And it's interesting that this comment was made about Khashoggi, because his family says he wasn't a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, but it's very obvious that the Muslim Brotherhood is very strong in Turkey and all the other Muslim nations. My suspicion is probably strong even in Saudi Arabia, even if the prince doesn't agree with, I don't know.
Well, it used to be, actually, the Saudis actually kind of supported it until the so-called Arab Spring, okay? And my understanding was that the reason they stopped supporting the Muslim Brotherhood is they said, wait a second, if they want a caliphate and they're willing to overthrow some people,
they're going to overthrow them.
They may try to overthrow the monarchy, so they didn't like that.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, sorry, some scriptures about this. I'm going to read a couple different sets. First of all, what I want to go into is in the book of Daniel, chapter 11.
Right.
There's a couple different things about the king of the south, and it's not just all in one place. Because in Daniel 11, we read about the king of the south different times, different places. I want to go to one part, and then I'll back up later to another part. And the part I want to go to now is verse 40. In the time of the end, the king of the south is going to attack the king of the north, it says. The king of the north is going to come with whirlwind, chariots, horsemen, and mighty ships. He'll enter many countries, overwhelm them, pass through. So we're talking about a war here between...
So in other words, basically Europe and their allies will attack the Muslim caliphate and destroy the collective of all these Muslim nations.
Yeah, well, actually what it says is the Muslims will actually attack the king of the north or provoke him, and the king of the north will come down and take care of it. He's going to go into the glorious land, so we would figure that's Israel-Palestine. It says many countries are going to be overthrown, and there's a few that will escape, Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. He's going to stretch out his hands against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. have power over the treasures of gold and silver and over all the precious things of Egypt. Also the Libyans, the Cushites will follow at his heels. And
this is the king of the north coming after the after the king of the south.
Right. Yeah. So he's going after these places. And there's another listing about these places. There's a couple of places, actually, in the scriptures have the listing. But the other one I want to go to, and I mentioned this before, is going to be Ezekiel chapter 30.
Right.
And this time I'm going to read from the NIV, the New International Version, because the reason is that sometimes some of the King James ones didn't necessarily identify all the places the same way we identify them now.
Right.
All right, so anyway, verse 1, Ezekiel says, the word of God, the Eternal, came to me, son of man, prophesy and say, this is what the Sovereign Eternal says. Wail and say, alas for that day. The day is near, the day of the Lord is near. Okay, so we're talking about end time, okay?
Right.
All right, in case people don't know this.
Right.
Now remember, when I was reading Daniel 11, verse 40, he's talking about the time of the end. So these two are tying in together. Anyway, it says, a day of clouds, a day of doom for the nations. A sword's going to come against Egypt, and anguish will come upon Cush. When the slain fall in Egypt, her wealth will be carried away.
By the way, Cush is Ethiopia, right?
No. Cush is the Sudanese. They used to. Okay, this.
Well, Sudan, yeah. Sudan.
That
yeah.
word is actually Cushite. It's not. I know it was. They put Ethiopian in a couple of translations, but it actually means Cushite.
Right, Sudan. Yeah, okay.
Sudanese. And then it says, Egypt's going to fall, and their wealth is going to be carried away, and their foundations went down.
Right.
When I was in Daniel 11, it says that this king of the north is going to take away the gold, silver, the precious things of Egypt. Okay, I kind of skipped past that quickly, but again, we're tying this in here. So this is the same thing. Egypt's going to lose whatever wealth it has. And interestingly, about 12 years ago, they found what could be the world's largest gold mine in Egypt. Now, it hasn't panned out as well as they thought, but it was an old one that they had in ancient times. So the Bible says there's going to be gold, silver, and precious things that Egypt's taken away. So my suspicion is they will find some other gold mine or silver mine, or they'll get this to work while they're there. Well, anyway, these passages tie together. Then it talks about, verse 5, Cush and Put, Lydia, and all Arabia, Libya, and the people of the covenant land will fall by the sword, along with Egypt. So this is an Islamic confederation.
Right.
Okay. Now, Libya doesn't necessarily just mean Libya, okay? But basically, it seemed to be the peoples who were to the west of Egypt. So that includes Libya, but also you've got Algeria, you've got Morocco, you've got Tunisia, probably a few other countries I didn't think of off the top of my head.
Right.
I wanted to be anyhow by accident. But anyway, so basically, we're talking about going essentially from Morocco to the west, all the way over, since it says all Arabia, to the entire Arab Peninsula, so that would include Saudi Arabia.
And by the way, they don't have an autonomous military. The Turks, for example, make our Imran Abrams tank by license from America, and they're able to manufacture parts for some of the jets. But none of these countries has an independent military or manufacturing to create air force, a navy, or missile defense or anything. So they're completely dependent on America and the West.
Well, they're
and Europe.
The West. Yeah, right. And Europe is what they're getting their weapons.
Right.
Well, anyway, the Bible says this is going to happen. As is verse 6, this is what the Lord says. The allies of Egypt will fall and her proud strength will fail. So this whole confederation is not going to make it. It says they're going to be desolate, and then they're going to know that I'm God when this happens. And then he says people are going to be frightened out of their complacency.
Right.
Anguish will take hold of them the day of Egypt's doom, for it's sure to come. So while we would like to see peace in the Middle East, I believe what's going to happen is this leader is going to rise up, this one who's going to be the prophesied king of the south. We know he's going to happen. The Bible says it.
And it's probably not Erdogan, right?
No, it's not him.
And no.
If I get a chance, I'll explain why. I didn't believe it could have been the head of the Islamic State because, to be blunt, he's too extreme. Okay?
Right. Yeah, you have to be willing to negotiate, at least at some level, with the West and Europe, at least
on
the surface, before
that's
you set up, because even a financial caliphate you're trying to set up, because the primary thing, it's in the face of the bankers. In fact, I heard from my intel sources, the reason why we killed Muammar Gaddafi, after he even made a treaty to give back his weapons that he was building, and his water is primary water research. The reason that he ticked off the West is it ticked off the bankers, because he wanted to have a gold standard and a banking system and everything that was spread across all Muslim and Arab countries. And this would offend the bankers so much, that's why they came in and killed him. So you have to understand, the thing that will strongly get you dead is you tick off the bankers.
Well, ignoring the bankers for a moment, but the
right,
Bible...
Right, but this was in the Bible. So what I'm saying is, this guy's got to be able to negotiate with the West, at least
right.
to schmooze them, in order to be able to be a kind of like... He's got to be like a charismatic leader, in other words.
He's got to be somebody. He's got to be somebody who can talk to him, because in Daniel 9:27, talks about both these kings' hearts. This is talking about the king of the north, the king of the south. Shall be bent on evil, okay? These people are not good.
Right.
And they shall speak lies at the same table.
Right.
But it shall not prosper for the end will still be for the appointed at the appointed time. So they're
right.
going to make a deal. Okay. The beast of Revelation is the king of the north. Is going
right.
to make a deal with this Islamic leader who is the king of the south. And they're both going to. The Bible says they're both going to speak lies under the table. They're both going to promise stuff that they don't intend to keep. And that's why we see that the king of the south is going to push against the king of the north. The king of the north is coming back and destroy him, is because they were lying to each other, and they waited until each one thought it was the right time to do what it is that they wanted to do. Now, you mentioned Turkey, and this part's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that verse 26 of Daniel chapter 11 says, yes, this is talking about the king of the south. Yes, those who eat of the portion of his delicacies shall destroy him. His army will be swept away, and many shall fall down. I believe, and others of our faith believe, that those nations that escape from the king of the south in Daniel 11:43 are those who are going to betray him, or 42, excuse me, or 41. Anyway, I'll talk about that when we get back on the other side of this.
So you're going to separate which ones are going to triumph and are not going to be destroyed, you mean?
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Come back. So let's pull up some scriptures. We got some neat links here. Is the future king of the south rising up? Yes, I believe so. Is the Muslim Brotherhood in the rise of the King of the South? Yes, I think you proved that. And then the Arab and Islamic world in Bible history and prophecy, people need to realize this is starting to come together, isn't it? And we can see it even with this death of Khashoggi and the denials by the prince. And the real plan is to get rid of Wahhabism. What we see going on is the rise of this Islamic superstate is going to happen probably in the next few years, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, we were saying before the break, we were going to get into, you mentioned Turkey. While the Turks would like to run this particular confederation, they will be involved in it. However, in Daniel 11, specifically verse 41, talks about the people who are going to escape from the hand of the king of the north, and this just says Edom, Moab, and the prominent people of Ammon. Now, the old Radio and Worldwide Church of God said this was basically saying that the Jordanians, maybe some of the Emirate countries, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey are going to escape this. And probably, and this is what I read before we went on the break, and I read from Daniel chapter 11, verse 26, that some of the people who are part of the King of the South Confederation are going to betray him. Well, what's interesting about this, now, when I start to say this next thing, I hope people don't just fly away and think, okay, I'm a total nut. But after I knew, because I was in the old Worldwide Church of God decades ago, and they thought that Turkey was going to escape this, okay?
Right.
Well, what's interesting is about 10 years ago, I ran into a writing in a book called Catholic Prophecies, Catholic Prophecy by a guy named... Mm-hmm. Yves DuPont, and he quoted Nostradamus. As Nostradamus says, the great Arab shall progress well forward, but betrayed shall be by the Byzantine Turks. And then DuPont wrote, here we're told that Turkey will break faith with the rest of the Arab world. And I believe that is absolutely consistent.
We can see it. It's consistent with their character,
with
too.
The Bible. It's not to rely on Nostradamus.
Right.
Okay, I want to make that clear.
But the Bible, though.
But the Bible, but it's interesting. See, I believe that people like Nostradamus had demonic influence.
Right.
The demons believe and trembles, it says in the book of James. And so there are certain things, you know, Satan's familiar with the Bible. We heard him quoting the Bible when he's trying to tempt Jesus. Okay? So Satan's familiar with the Bible, and they've read the same passages that the demons know, and...
I'm going to have a quote here.
For a long time, and they know what these countries are and were, okay?
Right.
All right?
Let me give a quote to make you laugh, okay? If you get a Baptist pastor or spirit-filled pastor that knows all the scriptures, the only being that can actually quote the scriptures is, guess who? Lucifer and his demons. They know it. In fact, they use the Bible as a template to try to counteract God and try to ape omniscience and omnipresence. So they probably knew all this, and they... Right, they exactly. So go ahead.
Yeah, from the book of Genesis, the serpent says to Eve, what did God tell you? Oh, that's not really what God meant, okay? You know, God's word doesn't mean what he said. No, he was just afraid, okay? So they like, Satan likes to twist scripture. And,
right, in other words, they twist it, but they actually, they get partial knowledge and then they use it as a template to control, right?
Well, they can read the book.
Right, and by the way, these beings have been around for eons, so who knows how smart they are? I mean, we try to compare human intelligence with these beings that have been around for eons. You're dealing with a very intelligent, transdimensional being that's probably far superior to human intellect.
Well, anyway, getting back to this prophecy that the king of the south is going to be betrayed by his people, or by Notre Dame, the Turks will do it.
Right.
I believe that that'll happen. Your comment about the Turks being pragmatists, I think, is right on. I mean, I've been to Turkey at least three times with my wife.
Oh, yeah. They're twisters. If they can twist a deal to get a deal, they're pragmatic. If they can twist a deal or offer you a glass of wine and they say, well, that's against Islam, they want a deal. That's why most of the support people, like in Germany, if you want a plumber or an electrician, they're probably a Turk.
No, my wife's experience with the Turks is actually very positive, and all we've been throughout the country.
When the king of the south goes crazy and starts to get extreme, Turkey's just going to pull back. You'll probably see the same with Saudi Arabia and Jordan. By the way, the king of Jordan, he was a British military expert. Do you know he was in this British military tank division? The king of Saudi Arabia, King of Jordan. Yeah, he was a tank commander, and he got awards actually in the British tank division. This is not, you got to understand, these are not like just strictly Muslim maniacs. They're people that are Islamic, but they're less tied to craziness ideas. And,
the king of Jordan's mother, she's an American, right?
Right, exactly.
And I think I'm pretty sure she's still alive, and she was an American. So yeah, the Jordanians sometimes feel between a rock
they're
and a
hard. They're very pragmatic people, too. And by the way, I think this young prince is pragmatic in Saudi Arabia. I think he wants to get away from extremism. It's destroying the ability to actually modernize their economy, because extremism is against modernization of your economy in Saudi Arabia, and they're running out of oil.
Well, he's somehow directly or indirectly connected with this guy getting killed, so we'll see how this lines up.
Right.
No matter what happens, the end result is, I think some people in Saudi Arabia are going to be upset. Okay, this journalist is dead. His family's certainly upset, but I think that people who want to change the government in Saudi Arabia will look upon this as justification that they need to do something.
And by the way, do you know the forces doing that? There's 18 princedoms in Saudi Arabia. It's not just one kingdom. And these other princes and so on have royals and palaces and money and everything. So it's not just the total control by the king who's his father. There's a lot of other political back stuff going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, there's again, as I mentioned before, according to the news today, one source says a coup over the eminent because one of the, I think the prince's uncle, who's another prince,
right,
came over there. And let me read something else from talk about other princes.
Right.
Saudi dissident prince, this is from Middle East Monitor.
Right.
Saudi Prince Khalid bin Farhan al-Saud said he expects a coup to be orchestrated against King Salman and his heir, Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Really?
The coming period will witness a coup against the king and a crown prince, he said about talking about the killing. Now, I don't know if there's going to be a coup or not.
Well, I have a feeling this killing of Khashoggi was a warm-up to... I think you're right, because I think this Khashoggi killing was a warm-up to replacing Salman and his son as a prince in Saudi Arabia. I think that there's a manipulation going on there. We don't see it behind the scenes. But to me, as I say, we don't have all the answers, but the questions tell us to make us very suspicious that there's other forces at play here, including this other prince that wants to take over, or even a super agency, you know, to make sure that the caliphate comes about. Because maybe it's going to be more easy for us to deal with a collective of Muslim nations under control with the United Nations or America making deals than individual nations, right? I don't know.
Well, as far as the United States goes, this president and the last president, and I think even the one before, all have called for a confederation of Islamic nations to get together.
Right.
The United Nations has called for this. The Europeans have called for this. And what people don't realize what they're calling for is the result of the rise of something the Bible warns about. Somebody called the king of the South. And when when Hillary was running against Donald Trump, I looked at it, both of their positions on this, and both of them encouraged this. And they both.
The one thing that's different about is Saudi Arabia and Islam, you're not allowed to charge usury or interest on loans. It's a completely different banking system.
Correct.
And a different culture.
You've kind of put your money there, and if the business makes money, they get some of it. Otherwise, you don't have to pay interest or something like that.
Right.
That's how I think it works. But anyway, getting back to what we were talking about before, as far as this King of the South idea, one of the reasons I didn't feel it could be the head of the Islamic State is that he can't get along with the West no matter what. Okay, there's no way the West wants him dead. The Russians, they claim they killed him. Maybe they did. I haven't heard from this guy lately. But the reality is...
Which guy is that now you're referring to?
I can't remember his name. He's the one who's the head, the caliph in charge of the caliphate of the Islamic State. I've got his name written down.
You're talking about, was he in Egypt or where was he?
No, he was. He's in Syria. If he's alive.
Oh yes. Okay, I think I know you.
He's alive, but anyway, he's not going to be the guy. But you have to have somebody that can get along a little bit with the West. The Bible says there's going to be a deal between a European and the King of the South leaders. There's got to be somebody who can make a deal.
I suspect it'll be somebody, an Egyptian.
I think it's going to be an Egyptian too, Arabic.
Because by the way, the population there is like 90 million. It's a big country. People don't realize how big it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
More people need it than most people realize. That's right.
Yeah, I suspect it'll be an Egyptian of some kind that'll be try to bring this together.
I agree.
That's just my suspicion. I did a lot of research over the years. I don't think it's Saudi Arabia. I don't think it's even Turkey. I agree with you. They're pragmatists. But push comes to shove, they want to be part of Europe, don't they?
Yes, because I think that'll be in their financial interest. Anyway, I'll see you next
time. It is already, yeah.
Time.
Amazing. We're going to see you same time next week. Let's do some simulcast, too, because we got to get the truth out. And by the way, a few weeks from now, we're coming up for Thanksgiving. We won't have a show then, but we'll have shows before that and simulcast to get the truth out to you listening out there. Take care.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com.
That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.